Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. That's a good one. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show, and thank you for joining me. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and the call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, I'm your host, Frank Williams. Call into the show, weigh in on the subject, or you can just call and say hello to me. I don't mind. This is your show. The show is put together for you. And so at any time, call into the show and speak your mind. Hey, that's a new phrase. At any time, call into the show and speak your mind. I got to write that one down because I can use that sometime. I'm getting good. What did I say it was? At any time, you can call into the show and speak your mind. Now, it's tough for me to talk and write at the same time. I know ladies can do this, but men can't do this. Men can't do, well, say most men can't do two things at once. I can't write and talk. You know what I'm saying? I can't write and talk. But anyway, at any time, you can call into the show and speak your mind. Golly, I'm going to use that. Again, guys, you're listening to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Now, I promote the show daily, guys, on Twitter and Facebook. If you are on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into that account, go to the top of the page, and type in The Frank Williams Show. On Facebook, The Frank Williams Show. Okay? So that way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. All right? Now, guys, our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all your needs or concerns. Give them a call today. That office number is 770-732-0244. Again, guys, as I said, thank you for listening to the show, 818-301-5834. Today's episode is the success of our 30th class reunion. Now, this is I'm doing this show because I wanted all of you guys that are listening to the show, and by the way, thank you for listening. Those that are listening via my show page, if you're on my show page, you'll see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set it up where you can follow the show from online. Also, thank you guys for listening via cell phone. And if you're driving, I hope and pray that you have a hands-free device that you can use to listen to the show. That way you can have both your hands free to handle your vehicle. All right, drive carefully, because I know it's crazy in Atlanta, trying to maneuver at this time of the morning. All right, the success of our 30th class reunion. Now, like I said, the reason I wanted to do this show is not only to allow you guys kind of a peek into what we did over the weekend for our class reunion, but also to let the ladies and gentlemen know that weren't able to make it to the reunion, give you also a peek into the reunion and what we did this weekend. Now, starting off, before we get started, I'm going to say tremendous kudos, I guess you would call it, to the reunion committee. Everyone that had a hand in putting this together, pulling it off, and closing it down, I want to say myself personally, thank you. Because if it wasn't for you, this reunion would not have happened. That's for sure. And if it wasn't for your diligence, this reunion probably wouldn't have happened as well, if it wasn't for your diligence. So, all you guys from the reunion committee that are listening to the show, thank you guys for doing that. And I was a part of the reunion committee, but not really a part of the reunion committee. I did some stuff. I participated in some things. But the head guys of the other reunion did most of the work. And that's usually the way it is. But thanks to Rhonda Braswell Pitts, Marcus Pitts, thanks to Phyllis Bird Wiggins, Kenny Wiggins, thanks to Laura Freeman Williams, thanks to Frank Williams, thanks to Raleigh V. Person, thanks to Les Robinson, thanks to Raymond Britton, and I hope I didn't leave anyone out. I think I hit everyone, so again, and Miss Louisa Butler. I know she stepped in there towards the last few couple of weeks of the planning before the reunion started. She stepped in there and pulled up some loose ends that were hanging down. Okay, the success of our 30th. Class reunion is the title of the show today. If you want to call into the show or you're just now joining the show, you can call in at 818-301-5834. Now, on Friday, which was the kickoff of the reunion, Friday, October the 12th, was the kickoff of the reunion. We had a meet and greet type thing at the Hyatt Hotel on Windy Hill Road up in Marietta. That was a good night. It was pretty blurry for me, but at least at the end it was. But we had a great time. We took a lot of pictures. We had great music. We had good food, which was surprising to me. The hotels don't usually have very good food, but the food was very good. We had fish and like hush puppies. It was like a fish fry with coleslaw and things like that. And the food was very good. Okay. And we had a DJ. The music was very good. We had thanks to DJ Bobby. And if anyone wants to if anyone's planning a party or something of that of that magnitude where you need a DJ, let me know. I'll get in touch with DJ Bobby. You get in touch with me, I'll get in touch with him. I'll put him in touch with you, and you guys can make the arrangements. He's very good. He's knowledgeable of his music, and he's got enough music, I guess you call it, the system that he has to fill pretty much any venue. So if you need a DJ for anything, and he's very reasonable. So that's that. Now we had good food, good music, and we saw a lot of old faces that we hadn't seen, or probably I hadn't seen rather, in years. And there were a lot of people that showed up to the reunion on Friday that we hadn't heard from at all. But like the reunion president said, those people would come in at the last minute, and they did. So think about that, guys. If you're ever the head of planning something like this, think about that. A lot of people are going to come in at the last minute with their money and whatever and participate. But that is going to happen. Okay? And again, if it wasn't for the diligence of the committee, this reunion would not have happened. I know that firsthand. So on Friday night, we had a great time. And then at the end of the night, we also had a cash bar. So you were able to, if you didn't have anything to drink and wanted something to drink that was alcoholic, you could have your cocktail there, because we had a cash bar there as well. And also, we had a hospitality room at the hotel that we used after everything shut down. Because the hotels, you know what? I understand this, but I don't understand it. I understand that, you know, I guess you have to shut down because of noise as far as that goes. It's probably a 12 o'clock noise ordinance in Cobb County, where you have to shut down parties and things like that at midnight. But at the same time, you should be able to allow your guests to keep that room for a while longer without music, or with music at a very minimum, and be able to still mingle. Anyway, no big deal. We were able to go up to the hospitality suite, hang out. We made just as much noise up there as we have downstairs in the room that we had. And so we used that time to, again, connect more and talk about old times and do, you know, what we do. So that was Friday night. Now, moseying out of there at 2:30 in the morning was tough, because we had the picnic set up for Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon at noon was the start of the reunion picnic at Sweetwater Park. Now, I generally would have rented a room at the hotel and stayed there for the reunion, but because the picnic was at Sweetwater Park, which is just maybe 2 miles from my house, we decided to come home for the evening, and then that way when we got up the next morning, we were right here at the picnic. Because my thing was that we weren't, there was no need of spending money for that when the reunion was right around the corner here and we could just get up and hit right over there. So the picnic started at noon. I think those guys started cooking and things like that at 10 that morning, about 10 or 10:30 that morning. And kudos to our grill master that worked the grill for us during the picnic on Saturday, Mr. Bruce Wiggins. If you guys need someone to come in and cook a lot of food for your event or your party, or to grill a lot of food for your event or for your party, if you need to get in touch with Bruce Wiggins, just give me a call or send me a message, and I'll get in touch with him. I'll put you guys in touch, and y'all can work together, all right? The food turned out great. All the food, the chicken, the ribs, the hot dogs and hamburgers we had there for the kids. I mean, we had a spread that you wouldn't believe for a picnic, all right? So, and we had an excellent space for the picnic. Plenty of parking and everything. And some people came out to the picnic that weren't there on Friday night, that didn't even come Saturday night, but they were there at the picnic. So, guys, if you're planning a reunion on 5 years from now, our 35th reunion, think about that. There are going to be some people that show up at the picnic that didn't call, didn't send a message, didn't send any money for the picnic or anything, but they showed up at the picnic on the day of the picnic and paid their money. Keep that in mind. Okay? So the picnic went from 12 to 4. We had a great time seeing everyone. We took a group picture. We ate well. The kids ran around. They had a great time. And then we had to pack up from there at 4 o'clock, which we didn't shut down at 4. I think we ended up, because there was still food on the grill, I think we ended up leaving there about 5:30 or close to 6 o'clock. I'm saying this because the banquet on Saturday night started at 7:30. We part of the committee. We needed to be there at 7. But we didn't get there much later than that. But because of the picnic, guys, I think, and this is my opinion, the picnic should have been a full day in itself. But we squashed the picnic in between the Friday night meet and greet and the Saturday night banquet. We squashed the picnic in there when that was tough. I think the picnic should have had a day of its own. Anyway, that's my opinion. No big deal. Don't jump on me. Don't send me all these emails and all this. But that's just my opinion. Okay? If you're just now joining the show, thank you for joining the show. The success of our 30th class reunion is the title of the show. If you want to weigh in on the topic, call into the show. 818-301-5834. My phone screener will ask you if you want to talk to the host or just listen to the show. Press the appropriate button if you want to talk to the host, and I will put you on the air. All right. And so that Saturday was good, and then we had to rush and get to Saturday night to the banquet where we had a pretty much kind of semi-formal. Everyone looked great. All the black dresses, all the black suits, all the white shirts, ties. I mean, my guys look great. My girls look great. And I say my guys and my girls, I'm just saying my classmates. My guys look great. My girls look great. My wife looked great. I mean, we were doing it right. And so the banquet was real good. We had some teachers that were at the banquet that were there when we were there that we had invited to the banquet. And we had a counselor there that was a counselor in our high school while we were there. And he spoke, Mr. Bigelow spoke to us, and he did a great job. So we went on through the night and did our memorial service. We watched a video of past reunions, and then we kind of kicked off our heels and had a little old school throwback type of party, which, like I said, we had a great DJ, so the music was right on point, okay? And then after that, we had to shut down at midnight or so, and we went back to the hospitality suite and hung out a little while longer for a little vino and talking a little bit amongst each other, reconnecting, talking about old times, and then again, finally getting out of there about 2:30 in the morning and heading home. And to culminate the weekend, they had a church service, had some pews reserved for the class at Cascade United Methodist Church on Cascade Road on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Now, I did not make it to Sunday morning service. I wasn't in any kind of condition to make it to the Sunday morning service, but some people did, and we appreciate your support and your being able to stand in for the class. I heard it was a great service, and there were a few people there from the class, so we appreciate that. So that pretty much tied up the whole weekend. It went from Friday to Sunday, and we were able to pull this reunion off with a bang. So thank you to all the committee members again. Thank you for everyone that attended the reunion. Thank you for everyone that supported the reunion, because without your support, and remember this, guys, without your support, this would have never happened. So next reunion, whomever takes it over, whomever runs it, please give them your full support. I'm talking about monetarily, and if you can put some type of input into planning the reunion. All right? I got about 15, 20 seconds left in the show, guys. And I'm going to give you my quote. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you for listening to the show. Have a great Tuesday. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. And be good. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out.
And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.